Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page One? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, the violinist. I'm coming to you because I wanted to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You could listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music and technological success. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z.
My next guest is the prince of the first family of motivation, a father, entrepreneur, musical artist, role model, and CEO of lesbrownjr.com. I would like to introduce to some and present to others none other than Les Brown Jr.
Good to be here. Thank you so much, and excited to share some principles and techniques on how to dominate in this new digital economy. As you know, our parents grew up in the traditional economy.
Right.
That was based off of, well, outside of
the wealth
came
clock.
From slave labor. Okay, and then that converted into actually the industrial age.
Right.
And now we have those young guys that decided to reinvent marketplaces and stayed in their garage and studied the best of the best. They studied Walt Disney. They studied Henry Ford, who said, if I would have asked the people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. You know, and now the digital economy is not just about, you know, 7G Wi-Fi. It's right. about understanding how you can participate in the global economy and utilize your expertise to develop what Warren Buffett calls a durable, sustainable advantage.
Right. So we definitely want to understand how we can have a durable and sustainable advantage in the marketplace. Especially my listeners on the Bashani Network, they're definitely interested in that. So, you know, let's just jump right into it. Like, you know, I've had
guests come on, talk about, you know, keeping your website secure. So, like, you're an entrepreneur, you have a business. What do you do with your website?
Well, the question is, if you are building a real estate portfolio, it's not a portfolio if you only have one.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Right. And so the one thing that we want to keep in mind, and President Donald Trump said this to my dad, and my dad said it to me in a time when we weren't getting along. And I remember it like it was yesterday. You ever had someone that you were talking to and they didn't look you in the eye the whole time you were talking to them?
Yeah, and that's annoying.
It's annoying and it's strange.
It's absolutely strange.
And the one thing that he said, ignorance. He said, I was on tour with Donald Trump, and he said that ignorance is the new slavery. Ignorance is the new slavery. And at that time, I was an artist, but I wasn't an artistpreneur. You see?
I was working,
spending money in the studio, but I didn't have a marketing plan. I didn't have a digital plan. I didn't have a social media plan.
Right.
And therefore, all my talent was wasted creating art and not building a business.
Right.
So when he said ignorance is the new slavery and he didn't look at me, I went in the studio and I said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's why I spit this fire. My heart's so cold, I know the devil ain't the only liar. But I got stanzas along with these standards. So when I stand up, you know I'm gonna stand tough today. I spoke with my DAD. He working with Donald Trump, but it don't pay to love me. You know they say nothing in life is free. He spoke and said ignorance is the new slavery. We sat there for hours and he looked at me once. He must be thinking he was blinking at his little slave son. But I ain't dumb, and God is my master. By my time, my life is over. I bet that I'll surpass you. And see, at the time, I thought that he was ignorant for not looking at me, and that I could surpass him with talent. But I was ignorant for not being on tour with him and Donald motherfucking Trump. Because he became the president of the United States. And my producers in the studio went to go be fitness trainers and shit. Because they gave up.
Wow.
And ignorance is giving up.
So how do you take your business to the next level? I mean, I've looked at your back end and I've seen the numbers of revenue that you're making. So I know you know what you're doing, and I know you're definitely driving revenue. Your family has goodwill in the marketplace. So what is your advice to the entrepreneur who has skills, has an offer, has a website, but they're not making money?
Well, there are people that making big money offline, right?
Right.
Big money. Doctors, attorneys, right?
Right.
C-level employees that right. have budgets doing 6 to 8
and
figures.
They have a team that can support.
That can delegate all of that.
Right.
But
right.
it doesn't mean you're making money online. Now, let's look at Jeff Bezos, for example. They went in debt for so long until they built a community. Remember this. This is the first step for those that are tuning in. Community is the new currency.
Community, say that one more time.
Community is the new currency. So the KPI, the key performance indicators in business have changed. And they've changed forever. And the reason why they've changed is because business on itself, the KPIs, the key performance indicators, the way that you build wealth, there was a time where Sears was one of the top companies, not just in America, but in the world.
Okay, so let's stop right there on Sears, because I've been looking at Sears, and Sears was one of the most friendliest companies, awesome companies to Black Americans. Bless Black Americans in so many ways. So many ways.
Helped to build
and it's heartbreaking to see.
The brown middle class.
Exactly. It's heartbreaking to see how they, because they did not adapt to this digital age, they didn't roll out an effective digital marketing strategy fast enough, they've filed bankruptcy. So they're
Sears on the way out. Sears filed bankruptcy. They're done. Not just Sears, There's only one Blockbuster in the entire world. I used to go there every week.
There's Blockbusters. There's Radio Shack. There's Toys R Us. Ebony Magazine just went the way of the dodo bird this year.
You know why? Because their community went to their competitors. They lost their community. Their community started shopping on Amazon. Their community started shopping on Netflix. Their community started shopping on YouTube.
So how do you, as an entrepreneur, develop a community? Can you give me 3 steps?
Number one,
how to develop an effective community.
Number one, disrupt. I'll tell you what my mentor, Mark Victor Hansen, taught me, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, one of the best-selling books outside of the Bible of all time. He said, disrupt or be disrupted. Okay? The time where you can just expect to do what other people are doing and get the same results, that's not blazing a trail to success. That's mimicking your way to success. Okay, so you're going to go out and buy somebody else's list. And then you're going to go out and copy somebody else's copy and put your little link in there. And then you're going to go out and get some little stock, little artwork and put your little title of it, of your event, not even knowing that there are 300 other events going on in your same zip code who've been marketing for 9 months, and combined, they've got an aggregate budget of over $1 billion betting against you. And you are trying to do it with your friends and family's help, who don't give a damn about you because they got to get to work in the morning and don't want to even opt into your freemium online course. And the problem is, it's because you suck. It's because, yeah, you've got greatness in you, but you suck online. It's because your funnel is weaker than wet toilet paper. And I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about everyone online who is studying other people online and saying, I'm going to be the next
so-and-so. Wait, stop right there. So Russell Brunson, I have all his books, Expert Secrets, .com Secrets, and the thing he says is to duplicate, copy, duplicate. Now, the flip side of that is what I'm hearing from you is that authenticity is what will draw people.
Well, Russell Brunson qualifies as somebody who makes money wherever there's a Wi-Fi signal. If you have to go to we moved from a time from brick and mortar,
right,
to click and order,
right.
And if you look at Russell Brunson's story, you know that he's the CEO of ClickFunnels,
right,
which qualifies as a certain. It's not a social media company, it is an online software.
Yeah, it's a technology.
Software. It qualifies as software as a service. Right. SaaS.
Right.
Software as a service. That's right. The initials. Whenever you see SaaS,
that means software as a
software
service.
Software as yep. a service.
Yeah.
In the digital economy,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
means he doesn't have to touch it.
Right.
If he has offices, it's all bonus. If right. he has studios, it's all bonus. He can run it from a celly. Now, what that is what my godmother Della Reese would call being touched by an angel. Because the technology to have Wi-Fi existed when the days when Martin Luther King was here. But when he got assassinated, if you ask Sister Angela Davis, how did they get the word out to protest and get a holiday after this man was branded a terrorist for trying to stop war proliferation? And standing up for the Vietnamese people like Muhammad Ali and against his own country.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Senator John McCain had every right not to support Dr. King in his holiday. Why? We are Americans first. And we have very little understanding about geopolitics around the world. When you stand against your country, you better be ready to fall hard. Okay? And right now, our country created the digital economy.
Right.
Our country created, before they even thought about a Facebook, I remember when MySpace was the hottest thing on the
right.
planet.
Right, I remember that too.
It's still hot. But you know what? Their community got some bad press. They haven't gone anywhere. But when's the last time you heard a teenager saying, follow me, look at me on my MYP? I don't even know what the damn initial is for MySpace. Right? You know right. how many billions and billions of dollars they spent in MySpace and failed? So why is it that you're going to the marketplace with a MySpace and think that this discrimination and why you're not winning? It's because your product isn't as good as MySpace, and they put billions of dollars in that, and they got Justin Timberlake, the black white boy, and they still losing. You feel me?
Right. So how can you break through this?
Disrupt or be disrupted. You can no longer go on Facebook and express your own opinion. If you're a conservative voice like me, they'll shut you down if you disagree with the socialists that run the Silicon Valley. And the bottom line is that why will they shut you down? Because they own it. And if you only put your voice through their channels, then they own you. What I'm saying is you got to look at the whole entire landscape. So let's look at the 3 points, okay? Number one, yesterday is gone. Write that down. See, I believe that it's your time. And see, number one, yesterday is gone. And so I want you to remove the shackles and the chains and the limitations and the perceptions and the hidden biases that you had about not society, not about the government, about yourself and about technology. I want you to quit worrying about automation. Make automation your bitch. That's my second step, okay? Make automation your bitch, meaning that all of these tools that we have at our disposal are not meant to put you out of work. They're meant to make your work easier, because in the past, we had our parents pulled away from our children, but now, whenever there's a Wi-Fi, which you can get on your cell phone for less than a $30 a month add-on or Cricket, you know, on Cricket Wireless or AT&T or T-Mobile, anything, you can have a Wi-Fi wherever you go and be closing multi-million dollar deals, not just on one site. That's the thing. You got to look at so number one is disrupt or be disrupted, meaning pay attention to emerging markets and what's next so you don't get MySpace out of the building. Okay? Right. Does that make sense?
Right.
You want to remain innovative. That's what I mean.
So mm-hmm. my question to you, when you say, you know, pay attention to emerging markets, is like reading books by like people like Faith Popcorn and, you know, other market futurist, is that a good way to get that insight? How would you go about getting that insight into emerging markets?
I recommend Seth Godin books. I recommend Tribes. I recommend Gary Vaynerchuk. I recommend Crush It.
Wait. Stop. Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yes.
That's my dude. That's my dude right there.
Do you know Gary Vaynerchuk had a wine company?
Yes. I know he had a wine company.
He had a wine company, and he started posting on YouTube about wine.
Right.
And his favorite football team. And he took that little wine business to over $300 million a year selling wine. Right. He wasn't a motivational speaker. He wasn't a consultant. Now he's got a speakers bureau. Now he's got a marketing company.
And a media company.
Now he's on tour with Tony Robbins.
Yeah. Right.
Back when Tony Robbins was the number two speaker in the world, yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk was selling wine.
He gets a six-figure check to speak.
You know why he gets a six-figure check to speak? Because he gave nine-figure value online for free for several years. And so when I say the KPIs have changed, it's not how many people you make smile. Sometimes it's how many people you piss off. Sometimes it's how many people.
Say that again.
Sometimes it's not about how many people you make smile. It's how many people you piss off. If you look at the historical time, the number one television show in the country is the Trump Twitter feed. And all of the major primetime shows have to cover what he tweets. The reason why is he's more interesting than all the shit that the writers at the network got. And he's not following the advice. No political pundit, no political consultant worth their salt would advise him to call a leader of a free country Little Rocket Man. Okay?
Right.
But that might have saved about 20 million lives and kept us as a dominant force in a war against China where they think that they the new white man. You feel me?
Right.
It's like
China, they really believe that.
Yeah, they colonizing Africa now too.
Right.
And so the thing is
they
is
are
that
colonizing
they
Africa,
can come over
true.
Here and buy up American resources, real estate companies, because they're state sponsored. Because they got country resources, and they got over a billion people in China. We got a couple hundred million.
Yeah, how we don't even have half a billion people.
How
in
the hell
US.
Can we compete with that when our kids don't even want to read 3 pages? We go to church on Sunday, don't even want to turn to the page when the pastor say, turn to this Galatians. You right? We like, oh, dang, we got to read something. We won't even go to Bible study on Wednesday. And on Sunday, you go to any Barnes & Noble in America, I bet you think it was an Asian holiday. Because their kids in there, they're eating there reading like they Mavis Beacon Jr. And we don't even know because
people are perishing from a lack of knowledge.
We are asking God to help us hit our lottery numbers instead of using the God-given brain that we got. And I guess that many people think that they are dumber than their smartphone. But there's a thing called mechanized intelligence. And that's what an online site is. Some people will say, oh, people don't go to your website. It's about your social media. Well, what happens if Facebook goes down?
Right.
Right? I got my Facebook page. We got over 1.3 million followers on one of our pages. And we put over 600,000 in it. So we got it insured for 10 million. But when that gets to 10 million, we got to get it insured for 100 million. So then it's like, when you're looking at the valuation of your company, well, if we were able to convert 600,000 customers at, you know, at $97 a piece, then how many customers that are predisposed at that price point is each price point worth? I could get what? Can I get $9 per customer? Well, then 1.3 million followers is worth over $10 million to a bank. Well, damn. It depends on what type of customers. Are they all in Uzbekistan? Or where the hell are they in the country? What are their habits online?
Yeah, what is their buying power, too?
And it's the power of targeting and consistency. And many people, I tell you, they give up before they even learn the rules of the game. And I'm so disappointed in Americans, even though I love America, because I made it. I live in a neighborhood where it's not too many people that look like me, where I get pulled over by the police anytime I go down the street and just be myself. And the reason is why is because I'm not supposed to be this rich. But if it wasn't for a damn computer, to not have to rely on a degree. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But a computer with a degree, you ain't got no damn excuse.
Right.
Because you've got mechanized intelligence and RC, the third step. So number one, disruptor, be disrupted. Number two, make automation your bitch. Mean learn everything. Take a webinar every week. Listen and read to all those books. Read a book so that you can focus on your getting your eye speed up so that you can read swiftly, specifically, accurately, and aloud, even in front of people without being ashamed like you're some little kid. But also, read everything you can, and when you can't read because you're too busy, listen to Audible. Listen to it on full speed so you can read at least 3 books a month, like Reverend Miles Monroe, who passed away. And when you start to read, you gotta understand that readers are leaders because they're smarter than everybody else and they ain't got time for the bullshit. And a lot of reasons we can't get to our best life because we're too busy with our bullshit. We're too busy with drama. We're too busy focused on what we can do. We're too busy focused on the past. So yesterday is gone. That's the first step. The O stands for overwhelm is not an option. Why is overwhelm is not an option? Because you got the power of automation. Because it costs less than 10 bucks to get a damn domain on GoDaddy, and you only got one of them, when each one could be netting you 7 figures a year. The bottom line is that when you decide to take advantage of the freedom that comes to getting on the internet, the freedom of having more information at the touch of any button than any teacher could ever teach in a classroom. The freedom of being an American citizen, not running for your life because your people at home don't have freedom. Whenever you can do that, then you realize that every single moment of every single day is an opportunity for you to create what Alvin Toffler and his wife, Wendy Toffler, call revolutionary wealth. Revolutionary wealth. We're in the age of revolutionary wealth. But in order to create revolutionary wealth, you don't have to be a revolutionary. You have to be a reader. You have to be a servant leader. You have to have relationship capital. And so finally, the Y stands for yesterday is gone. The O stands for overwhelm is not an option. And the U stands for upgrade your mental software. Now just imagine whopper rain on a Windows 95 in 2019.
Oh, that's some BS right there. That ain't gonna work. You can't function at all.
You can't prosper. You get revolutionary poverty.
Right.
We're not revolutionary wealth.
You can't do Windows 95 in 2019. Yeah.
And you got a lot of our parents that say, I don't know how to type. I'm still going to use my thumbs. I don't know how to website. I don't know how to set up a Twitter. I don't know how to set up an online course. I don't know how to build a database. If you can build a database, you're not going to keep them unless you're authentic, unless they're really interested in you. And if they're not interested in you, just keep going. You'll make it, baby. There's greatness in you, but you suck online. So you got to bring that greatness and put it online.
Right, right, right.
Put that greatness online. Capture every moment. Savor it.
I'm just getting chills talking to you because this has to be one of my top episodes because this is some insight that if you didn't have the connection to me, you would have to pay thousands upon thousands for.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I'm definitely using my relationship capital, and I'm just so happy that you agreed to come on this podcast. Now, how can people connect with you?
Go to lesbrownjr.com. Lesbrownjr.com.
Now, for all you listening to this episode of the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, please write this down, lesbrownjr.com, and go to the website and get edified. I mean, this man right here can spit bars. I mean, he's a father. I mean, it's just, he is doing it. This is some advice you can totally take to the bank. And again, give your website to the listeners one more time.
LesBrownJr.com or my baby boy, HonorBrown.com. HonorBrown.com is my political site, and LesBrownJr.com is my business site where I have some free online courses. I've got a course called The Real Estate of You. I've got a 90-day It's Your Time Achievement course with my dad, the great Les Brown. And some other courses called The 16th Minute of Fame from the top entertainment attorney from Fox Rothschild Law Firm, Daryl Miller. We've got a course from Warren Buffett's former CEO, Steve Rogers, who also lost 300 pounds and got hired by Warren Buffett to be his CEO even without a college education because he has the three things that I'm running on: ethics, education, and also economics, understanding the economy, the global economy.
Right, right, right. So we're going to have to do another episode, but I just want to say thank you again for coming on to my show. This has been truly an honor, a privilege, and totally, totally edifying. Totally edifying. Okay? Okay?
Thank you
so much. And until next time.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.